I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The City of Burlington has asked prospective developers to submit proposals for what could be a 120-room hotel on airport grounds. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, officials envision a unique destination for the region's jet set.
Gene Richards is Director of Aviation at Burlington International Airport. Richard oversees a facility that has seen dramatic expansion over the past 15 years, and he now has his eyes set on its latest possible venture.
So what we're doing is we're looking at the possibilities of anybody that may have interest in setting up a hotel at the airport.
The City of Burlington has issued a formal request for developers to submit proposals for a hotel. The plan is still in its infancy, but the airport has already designated two possible sites for this structure, including a new two-story structure on top of the existing parking garage.
Which would give you just an absolutely awesome view of the mountains, and of Mount Mansfield and Campbell's Hump and the airfield, and be probably extremely unique like no other airport has.
Richard says city taxpayers won't be asked to finance what he says would no doubt be a, quote, expensive endeavor. But the municipality, as well as the commission that oversees the airport, will be heavily involved in a commercial venture on publicly owned infrastructure. He says any development proposal would need clearance from the Burlington City Council, as well as the city's finance board.
We would be looking for the hotel investor to come in and to fully build it out. And then how the airport would benefit is adding an amenity to the flying public.
Richard says he's already spoken with a few developers, including the owners of Hotel Vermont. He says the public has expressed interest in lodging options on airport grounds, and he says the city is looking for something that would set it apart from other major metropolitan airports.
Many of the other hotels that are at airports, they're hotels at airports. And I think this will be a unique and special one. So I think just like many of the other things that we have done here to make Burlington special, I think this would just enhance that experience that people would have.
That experience might include a top-floor restaurant with sweeping vistas of surrounding cities and mountains. And he says the facility would likely cater to higher-end travelers willing to pay a price for the convenience.
So I think the price point might be a bit higher than a local hotel's.
Richard says a hotel is a permitted use on the property. If all goes well, Richard says it won't be long before visitors have a new lodging option to choose from.
If we were lucky enough to get somebody with interest, I am thinking that somewhere in the late 2017, we could probably have something up.
Developers have until October 15th to respond to the city's request for hotel proposals. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.